Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
How you doing, Doc?
I am doing well.
Another one?
Another day.
You showed up again to talk to me?
I showed up again to talk to you. One of these days, I'm not going to show up.
No, you said, guess what? I know where you live.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
But today I want to just get right into this conversation about conflict resolution.
Oh, my.
And then also, how does communication help or tie to that? Right?
Okay.
So, when I think about it, I think about conflict resolution, whether it's like family settings, the workplace setting, friendship. I think effective communication is key in any arena when it comes to conflict resolution. What do you think about that? What are your thoughts about conflict resolution?
Communication is the key. First of all, how are you communicating to the individual? And is it a superior? Is it a coworker? What is it? Because sometimes that makes a difference on tone, topic, and all that things. But the thing is this, regardless of who the individual is, you're both human beings. And a communication is a two-way street. So there's dialogue going back and forth. So to me, there should be respect. You should be listening. And when I say listening, first of all, active listening.
But if it's, so not all conflicts are, like you talked about tonality and just like active listening. And because you're an experienced communicator, because I've observed you in a situation and you executed like, for me, top tier when it comes to conflict resolution, but that's not all conflicts are as.
No, they're not like
right?
that.
What if it's a situation that's escalated, maybe tone is escalated?
If a situation is escalated, first of all, who's who? You know, if you're the manager, director, the leader has to take charge of the situation.
Yeah.
And if situations are escalating, you gotta de-escalate that situation the best you can. So let's say you're escalating something with me and you're talking loud. You're talking loud and I'm just going to sit here and listen. I'm just going to let you talk. And I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to listen. And then I'm going to say, well, it sounds as that you're really anxious about something. You know, let's start over a little bit. Maybe did I say something wrong or do something wrong, but I want you to know I am here for you.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on, and I'm going to listen. I want you to tell me what's going on with you. Tell me about it. Tell me about the situation that has caused you to be it. What I see now is that anger. So what has caused that? I want to help you.
See, I think that's a scenario. That's an example where I think conflict is obvious. Mm-hmm. What about the scenarios where maybe there's conflict on one side, but the other party is not really aware?
Oh, I can give you some of those examples. I've had a few of those, for example. Let me say this. That's not an easy street because one person sees that there is conflict there and the other one doesn't even realize that they caused the conflict.
Yes.
So what one has to do, and I'm going to be very transparent, I'm not perfect. Yeah. And I'll give you an example that I actually did not do well with.
Yeah.
And I looked at this and thought, oh my, oh, you didn't do right, you didn't do right. But what I did was I had an episode at a workplace, and, you know, I felt that I was not treated appropriately. And so I felt I didn't get the support from a coworker that I thought I should have gotten. And I was kind of, you know, maybe hung out to dry, if you will. So I was festering in my mind all along because I felt they hung me out to dry. And so I just kind of went by myself, and I kept thinking, and I kept thinking, and I kept thinking, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? How am I going to handle this? And I didn't handle it the best way that I could have. And I beat myself up because I thought, now you know better than that. Why did you do it? Because I was angry. And I just felt like this. They knew better than this. And why did they do this to me? But you have to be consistent in how you do it. And that is one thing that I learned. I should have kept with my consistent behavior. When I see conflict resolution, I have to stop. Even if it's a personal, like it was a personal thing, I have to still use that as the same.
Why do you think in that specific scenario you didn't employ the same behavior that you normally would in similar scenarios? Why do you think that situation, why were you more emotional?
Because that? I didn't expect this from this person.
The relationship you have with
the relationship person. I had with this person, I did not expect it at all.
Okay.
And so I was taken back.
Yeah.
I really was taken back. And I still say ah. And I'm in awe about why, but I looked at how I reacted, and I did some things like, well, you did this, and you did that, and you did. And then I thought, oh, that was not the way to handle that at all.
Yeah.
When I should have been saying, well, this is how I see this. This is how I see it. I saw this. When that happened, I did this. I felt this way.
Yes,
but
that's
before
good.
Before I was saying, you. And my tone was not good.
They're going to shut down. Yeah, no, that's so good.
My tone was not good. And I admit that. And I say this to people. We're human beings, people. We might, like you've said, okay, I've seen you in action before and you do very well. Maybe so, but I'm human too.
Yeah.
And I have to know when to say, hey, walk away. And that's one of the things that I took away from that conversation.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF-FOR Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
To be better, if you see that you're going to the left.
Yeah, I think it gets more complex when it has to do with people you have a relationship with.
It does.
Whether it's family.
It does.
Or coworkers that you have a relationship with outside of work. Then emotions kind of get wrapped into that. The whole, you know, conflict resolution piece.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've learned is try to treat all conflict resolutions situations the same, okay. whether it's family, friends, colleagues, because what it does, it keeps your behavior consistent across the board. Mm-hmm. So you're not one person, because we like, I guess sometimes we just tend to just give family the benefit of the doubt and try to handle situations like that differently. But yeah. what I've learned is you got to handle it the same way across Every the time. Board. Mm-hmm. Because you want to exude consistent behavior when it comes to handling that situation. Mm-hmm. And especially if the emotions piece comes in, because that comes in, like I said, when it has to do with family, friends, or people that you, colleagues yes. that you have a relationship with. If you've been treating it consistently across the board over time, when that situation arises again, you're going to treat it the exact same
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And I'm glad you bring that point. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Consistency is the key.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you feel like you're getting out of sorts, you would probably want to step away.
Yeah.
And that's something that I, you know, you just beat yourself up because you know better than that, but you're human.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You're human, so it comes out.
That works wonder. Like, if something starts to escalate, I'll walk away. Mm-hmm. Or if tone, it should always be the same consistent tone whenever you're conversing mm-hmm. with someone or having a conversation about True. Whatever the conflict may be. Like, I love the idea of when it starts to go up, just remove yourself. Yeah. Let's come back tomorrow, revisit the conversation versus trying to address a conflict when emotions are high.
It's not going to work.
No one's listening.
It's not going to work.
You mentioned it earlier about yeah. active listening.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
When emotions are high, no one's hearing the other person. It's about, like, what you did to me, you hurt me, mm-hmm. and then you hurt me, I hurt you. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
No.
Because
no.
you're like, no, you're wrong. I'm right.
Right.
But when you step away and you have time to reflect.
Yeah, you see.
And then you come back and then you have that conversation. It's completely different.
It is different.
Right. So.
But you've got to listen.
Yeah.
And you owe each other that respect
yeah.
of actively listening, not interrupting them when they're talking. Just listen. Think about what they're saying. Take it all in. And then if there's something that you didn't quite understand, ask them.
Yes.
You know, can you clarify that for yeah. me?
Listening is it's a skill.
Of it is.
It's a unique skill. Because I think a lot of us tell ourselves, oh, man, I was listening. But I don't think a lot of times we're listening.
And if you really want to resolve things.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you're going to work together. It's not, you're going to do a happy medium. You may not get what I want. She may not get what she wants or he wants. But if you really want to do the resolution piece of whatever the issue might be, it is a two-way street. And you can't be tugging over here and not letting rope go and let a little, you've got to be willing to give and take.
What if it's a manager trying to impose their authority on an employee?
Well, then, now situations are different.
Yeah.
Depending on what is that a manager trying to do? Is that authority something that is within their scope? And why are they trying to do it?
Yeah.
So, I'm listening. Now, if it's an authority that we know is not right, and it's wrong, then I'm going to express that to my boss in a calm.
That's when it gets blurry, the right or wrong.
Exactly.
It does get blurry.
It does get blurry, but yeah. guess what? It's not going to stop me from talking to my boss.
Yeah.
If it's wrong.
Well, how do you know you actually resolved that conflict with that person? How do you know that it's actually resolved? Like you're saying, meet 50-50. Right,
you two have to agree upon that. You have to agree that you've made resolution.
You know, honestly, I think about that. I was like, there's no way to really know mm-hmm. if that person has moved on from that. But you just have to be okay with.
Well, you have to be.
You have to be okay with whatever they say at that
exactly.
point, right?
Because you're asking. Now we're adults and we're talking.
Yeah.
And hey, I'm asking you. Is there anything else that you would like to talk to me about or let me know? It's okay.
Yeah.
This is the time. Let it out. I mean, I want you to be free when you walk away. Yeah. I want us to be on the same street. When we walk away.
Yeah, but they'll say no, but inside they don't feel that.
Well, if they don't feel inside, if
don't
they
don't say
feel,
no.
Then don't say it.
Yeah, just say, I'm not there yet. Give me some time.
And then
like,
I...
It's not hard to do that. Well, like, I like... That's why I said, I'll tell you, I admire the way you handle things. I like how transparent and honest you are with, like, any type of like conflict mm-hmm. stuff, usually, oh no, Christian, I don't think we're there yet. We'll talk about that another day.
Yeah, another
like,
day.
That's like, because that doesn't, there's no blurry, yeah. like I'm not confused. I know exactly where we stand. I know, oh, right. you're still not happy with what just right. happened. So whenever we have the next conversation, and they, okay, now I'm okay. I know you're being honest.
Because I'm not ready to receive anything else you have to say.
That's it.
So that's reason why. If somebody says to me, well, I'm not ready, okay.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
But listen, from experience, people don't do that. Like, I haven't been in many experiences where people actually say, if I, like, you know, we're trying to, you know, like figure something out. And they say, oh, I'm not ready to receive what you're saying.
No, they don't
say yes. And then down the line, bring it up again.
They'll bring it up again.
You just say you're not ready now. And then...
But then that's that individual, okay?
Okay.
You've got to be professional enough. You've got to have your integrity and everything intact. Say what you mean and mean what you say.
We'll talk about that. Like, the integrity piece, we'll talk about that. That's going to take us to a whole other direction. But no, it's a great conversation. Really appreciate the insights and... It's just, and the reason some of these topics is it's always something that's fresh. I don't know mm-hmm. if you kind of pick up on that.
Yes, I know. It's always something
that
fresh.
Leads.
You're always picking up something fresh that's happened to me, huh?
That leads to these ideas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like to always just kind of get your perspective on it,
my
see
perspective.
How you see it. So,
my
but
perspective.
Great conversation, and we'll see you guys next time.
He always ends it like that. Next time.
Full circle chat.
We'll be back.